Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Signs Follow the Believing Believer Already in Progress.
Pray and ask God, right? Pray and ask the Lord. Now see, now these are the things that's available to those of us that are sons and daughters of God. You know, these things are available if we believe. Some of you, that if you were at the healing school yesterday, you heard this, but if you weren't, last Friday we had a lady from Zephyr, Texas, which knew about me, called this ministry and said their 16 or 17 year old daughter had been involved in an automobile accident and got thrown out of the car, and she was unconscious and her blood pressure was extremely out of kilter, and that the doctor seemed to think she wouldn't make it through the night. And so anyway, they called us, and Jeff, he got the phone call, and so he said, well, I just drove right on down to Harris in Fort Worth to pray for this child. He said, I got there and they took me into the room, and said when they took me into the room, of course, the gauges were all there, but Jeff just prayed a simple prayer, you know, in Father in Jesus' name, and then I don't know what he prayed, but he prayed for obviously the little girl to recover and for her blood pressure to be normal and all that kind of stuff. And right there as he's praying and he gets through and thanks the Lord for it, the blood pressure starts changing instantly. And then in a few minutes, the blood pressure was completely normal, perfectly normal. And as the doctor walked in, the doctor said, what are y'all doing in this room? This girl is to have no visitors. And they said, well, I'm the pastor, and they called me and asked me to pray. And of course, the doctor turned around and looked at all the gauges, and he couldn't believe what he saw. Everything was normal. And then the next morning, the little girl opened her eyes, and she came out of the coma. So, does prayer work? Prayer works when you believe. That's a secret. You've got to believe. Now, Jesus clearly told us these signs shall follow them that believe. You've got to be a believing believer and get rid of that unbelieving junk, right? You've got to get rid of that unbelieving junk. And you know, it's amazing, just like that lady said back there, that the Lord, I guess she was saying the Lord told her that, we have more faith in the postman than we do in him. In Jesus, because you know, if you take a package or something to the post office, when you give it to them, do you expect it to be delivered? Of course you do. I mean, you mailed it, you paid postage to get it done. You expect that thing to go and for it to be delivered. And just like the other day, Cheryl ordered some little something off of eBay or whatever it was, and I think it was a Friday or something. They said, we'll send it normal. And I said, well, no problem. You know, by sending it normal, it'll go out today, Friday. Over the weekend, it'll be on the road because the trucks drive on the road. The post office is closed on Saturday and Sunday, but the mail's still moving. So I said, we'll get it Monday. She said, well, I really need it Monday, so maybe I should use next day air, which is going to cost $20 or $30. I told her, no. Just use plain old mail because it's mailed on Friday. We got all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Monday, I guarantee that'll be in the post office. Monday, we opened the post office box, and guess what was in there? Our package. It was there. I told her. She said, well, you told me. I said, see, now, do I have faith in the postal department? Yes, I do. I do have faith in them. I could have never made a statement like that if I didn't believe they were able to deliver. And, of course, my statement of faith made it happen. You know, I mean, I think about that girl that we needed some radios down when I used to work as an engineer and down at DFW. And we needed some radios. And I had this girl come out from this company, and she looked at what I had, and she knew what I needed. And she said, well, you said for this, you really need this thing by next Tuesday. I said, but today's Friday. There's no problem. She said, no. There's no way we can get an order in today and you can get that package back here by Tuesday. I said, are you a Christian? And she said, well, yes, I'm a Christian. I said, have you ever heard about the prayer of faith? And she said, what are you talking about? I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you to put that thing, if we order it today, I'm asking you to put that radio in a box and send it. And I want it here in my office on Tuesday morning by 9 o'clock. I said, did he say I could ask for anything? Somebody said, how dare you ask God something like that? He told me to ask him what I wanted. I mean, so if he told me, what should I do? If I say, oh, well, I'm not sure God can do this, do you think that's going to make the master happy? I don't think so. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And so I prayed, and the next Tuesday morning, that girl hand-delivered that radio. She walked in, and she said, Mr. Scrivener, where do you go to church? I said, why? She said, I want to learn to pray like you pray. I said, well, it's not where I go to church that makes that happen. It's the faith in God that I have that makes that happen. I said, when you pray, you got to pray in faith, believing. And if you pray believing, Mark 16, 17, and 18. Okay, if it doesn't come back up yet, it will in a minute. Mark 16, 17, and 18. While we're waiting for the computer to reboot, it will come back up in the name of Jesus. Isn't it amazing what the enemy does to us to try to... And we're just... Hey, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Here a while back, I'll tell you what. I think Miss Judy, she was here. She remembers this day. I got up here to teach that day, and I don't know what it was that was in my throat, but I could not talk hardly at all. And I just stopped, and I said, Mike, will you stand up right there and pray for me so I can talk? And Mike stood up and prayed and rebuked that devil and everything and prayed for me and said, thank you, Lord. And I went back, and was any of you here that day? What happened? I talked. I mean, does God answer prayer? I mean, he answers prayer. So see, when we can't do something, we have the one living in us that can do all things. There ain't nothing impossible with him. And so we've got to believe. Now then, with the things that he told us to do there in Mark 16, 17, and 18, he said, these signs shall follow those that believe. And the first thing he says is you shall cast out demons. Yeah, in my name, the name of Jesus, can we cast out devils? Now then, for most of my life in the Baptist church, we never, ever, 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 ever talked about demons in church. I never heard a message in all my years in the Baptist church about demons. I mean, you know, if we happened to read a scripture about, but it usually didn't even read a scripture. If it had a demon in it, we went some other way. In fact, I went somewhere to preach to a Pentecostal church one time, and I thought this guy had faith. I really did. And so when I got there, we were talking about things, what we were going to do and how we're going to do it. And he said, now, this is really a negative area. You know, he said, you're going to have to be very careful. You're going to offend a lot of people if you say the wrong thing. And I said, well, there's just a bunch of demons. So I said, I'm going to cast these demons out. And he said, oh, my God, Thurman. Oh, no, don't say anything about demons. You might upset them and they might attack us. I said, come on, devil, I'm ready. In the name of Jesus, how much power and authority do we have over the devil? Oh. Hey, if I got all power over the devil, then he ain't got none against me. Why should I be afraid of a beast that Jesus has defeated?
That's right.
Give me all power over him. Why? If Jesus said, in these signs shall follow them that believe, and I'm a believing believer, and a demon comes up, and I command that demon to leave, what's he got to do? That's just like that night on Daystar when I rebuked that devil of hell and that woman, commanded those demons to leave. I don't know how many times I've done that for people. That's just like the other day. Some of you may have seen this. I know some of you did. We had right here at a healing school. We had a little 10-year-old boy. The mother, grandmother and grandfather called me and said, we got a grandson, 10 years old. He's rebellious. He won't obey us. I said, where's his mother and dad? So, well, I think it was their son and their daughter-in-law, or not, I don't think it was their daughter-in-law, I don't think they'd ever been married. And said, they're living together, and they don't want the boy, said he's rebellious, uncontrollable, so they brought him over and just dropped him off with us. I said, bring him to a healing school. They said, sir, he's not sick. I said, oh yeah, he's sick, he's just in a different way. I said, you don't understand. I said, bring the boy to the healing school. So they brought the boy, and it was on Thursday, so the next Saturday we had one. I told them, I said, bring him in, so they did. And at the end of the service, they come up and they said, well, we're the grandparents that had this boy that's rebellious. What do we do? I said, where is he? And they said, well, he's back there looking around at some stuff. I said, call him up here. They called the boy up here, and he come walking right up here. And when he stopped right there, I said, son, do you know Jesus? No. Put my arm on his shoulder, I get down at his level. put my hand on his shoulder, and I said, how would you like to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? He said, I'm not interested, not at all. I put my hand on him again. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said if there's any lost on this earth, they're lost because the God of this world, Satan, has blinded their mind to the truth. Then you said you gave me all power and all authority over the devil, and he has to obey me. So I said, Satan, I command you and your demons to come out of this boy and go to take a hike and never come back again, ever in Jesus' name. I said, now, Father, you said in John 6:44 that nobody comes into the kingdom except to be drawn by the Spirit. So, Father, I'm asking you to send the Holy Spirit to begin to convict this boy of sin and draw him into the kingdom. I said, Lord, thank you. It's done in Jesus' name. I said, now, son, how would you like to make Jesus Lord of your life? He said, I'd love it. Yes. That simple. Now, did God answer my prayer?
Yes.
Everything I prayed, he answered. And here we are out here praying, oh, God, I got this son or I got this daughter. They won't do nothing. Oh, God, would you please do something? He said, you know, you're begging. I don't answer prayers of begging. I'm not a begging God. I'm a faith God. You want me to do something? You find out what I said. You call on my name. You do what I say and guarantee I'll do it for you every time.
Amen.
You see what I mean? So how much power and authority do we have?
All.
You know, what did he say we can do to demons? Just think about this. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believing believer or unbelieving believer?
Believer.
Well, we find out. In fact, I'm going to tell you right there. A couple weeks ago, we find out what we're made out of whenever we get attacked by the enemy.
Amen.
Just a couple of weeks ago, this fine gentleman sitting right here, Franz, good friend of mine, he's been coming to this church for a long time. He really loves God with all his heart. But a couple of weeks ago, he had a tremendous attack of the enemy under his tongue. A big old tumor grew up under his tongue. I mean, he saw that thing in the mirror. He's ready to throw in the towel. Really? And he's ready to throw it in. He thinks, I need to get my finances in order. I know I got cancer. I'm probably fixing to die. And then the Holy Spirit grabbed him and just punched him right in the nose. Said, how many times have you been to Thurman's church? How many times has he told you to never go to a doctor without giving me first chance?
Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Signs Follow the Believing Believer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.